Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on Children of Promise through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. Jesus, the light of life, shines in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of earth. And this is the promise that Christ made to you, eternal life in heaven with God. Now Jesus is the fulfillment of God's blessings, the child of promise from God to Abraham. And Abraham patiently waited for the fulfillment of the promise. These blessings are first reconciled to the world through Isaac, the son of Abraham and Sarah. Isaac is the first child of promise, and through him the Lord shows that it is children of promise who are counted as the offspring of God. And you, brothers, like Isaac, are each children of promise. For baptized people of faith, every promise of God is yours, because all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of promise through faith. And you who belong to the Lord are co-heirs with Christ of the kingdom of God according to promise. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but the Lord is patient toward you, not wishing any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belong the children of God." These great and precious promises are not found through worldly righteousness. People who pursue political or legalistic or educational or other works righteousness rely on their own merit-based efforts. But the all-surpassing righteousness of faith is passive and is a free gift from God. Through your trust in God, God will welcome you and be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters of God. Since you have these promises, beloved, cleanse yourself from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, who fulfills the promises. By the love of the Father, you are called children of God, and so you are. And you are adopted through Jesus Christ as children of God, according to the purpose of his will. To all who received Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So now, you are children of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is promised for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone to whom the Lord your God calls to himself. And the Spirit himself bears witness with your spirit that you are children of the living God. And for the creation will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So do all things with acceptance and agreement, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, who shine like lights in the world. As children of God, you have overcome those who would silence Jesus, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Finally, by this you know that you are loved, that you love the children of God, when you love God and obey his commandments. Jesus said, "How difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God, but all things are possible with God. So let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise." Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as well as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in his love. In his holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?